Hello. Is Joseph a doctor? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio?
No.
Okay. And are you Joseph Madoc? Or
am I what?
Are you Joseph Madoc, or is Joseph Madoc there?
No, I'm not Joseph.
No. Okay. You said that nobody in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet or television.
No, no. So you must have the wrong number because I'm not Joseph.
And are you registered to vote in Washington, ma'am?
I'm living in Washington, yes.
I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I would like to vote if there was somebody to vote for, but the two we got running, it was shit to vote for.
In this case, will you... say that you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, would not vote.
Well, I'd probably vote, but not for president. I'll vote for the rest.
Yeah, okay. And what is your age?
I'm 86.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
I'm an American. I'm American. I was born right here and I've lived right here all my life.
Native American, American Indian?
I am American, period.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I was a Democrat, but now I am for whoever I trust in there. I won't vote for either one, all of the full party. I just won't do it.
You would say
I vote for whoever I feel like should be in there, not because they're Democrat.
You would say independent?
Yes.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied with the way it's headed.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Oh, now that I'd have to think about that answer. I don't know.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove, and that's the way I won't vote for him.
Thinking about the issues the country is facing, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to go ahead and read them to you. Border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, and growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Well, mostly on the borders. And then to lower the cost of living.
Okay.
Gotten any more where you can't afford to do a damn thing.
Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Donald Trump?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher.
That would be 0 or 0 to 100. How would you rate it? Or how would you feel?
Which one is the worst?
0 would be that you feel very unfavorable.
Zero, then.
And what about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
About the same.
What about Maria Cantwell?
About 50.
What about Raul Garcia?
About 50.
And Joe Biden?
Oh, probably about a 30.
And Joe Kent?
0.
And MAGA Republicans?
0.
And the woke liberals in Congress?
0.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I won't vote for either one, I said. I don't want either one of them in there. They got to find somebody in there that'll do something, not somebody that steals everything and does whatever they damn well please.
Even though you say you are undecided, if you have...
No, I'm not undecided. I just don't want either one of them. If someone else is running, I'll vote for them, but not for these two.
Which candidate would you lean towards? Republican Donald
Trump? I won't lean towards either one of them. They're both crooks. And you just wuggle up there and get one out of Monroe or someplace like that to run. It'd be the same goddamn thing.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
Perez.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a
zero
chance?
Zero.
No chance at all?
Absolutely none.
Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5
okay.
If you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it?
A 10.
And someone who will defend abortion and a woman's rights to choose?
10.
And someone you can trust?
A 10.
And a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and our freedoms?
A 10.
And a fighter for the working class?
A 10.
Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statements it's a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use a any number between 0 to 10. Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real world problems. That's a different kind of leader. How would you rate it from 0 to 10? 10, very convincing. 0, not at all.
10. A 10.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read to you another statement. Marie Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democracy Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, "Such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative." So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. How would you...
A 10.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll read to you another statement. In February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp Perez is carried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get a care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. How would you rate it?
A 10.
sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask again if the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today. Would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Perez.
Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe.
Are you trying to get me to change my mind?
No, ma'am. This is just
Well, I'm not going to. I told you how I'm going to vote, and that's it. I'm never going to vote for either one of our presidents because I can't stand either one of them. They're both crooks. And there's no sense having a crook in there.
Others will hear the statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts. And 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from between 0 to and 10. We need a leader.
I'm not going to listen anymore. I'm tired.
I'm going to make it quick, ma'am. Right. We're actually in close to 90%. We'll take less than 2 minutes more. I'm going to make it really quick.
Well, I'm not going to vote for Kent. Don't forget that one. So go on to the next one.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and... bear with me for a second. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
No.
Is somewhat less likely or much less likely?
I'm voting for Perez. So go on to a different subject.
And would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely that you will not support?
I am voting for Perez. Doesn't that answer your question?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and leave it as much less likely.
What do you think I said?
Given everything you just heard